All right, let's get John Tunnell on the line. I've got a lot of questions about insurance, how it all works, and if that's an area we should cut corners on as we look at what we're spending money on. John Tunnell with Allstate, agency owner, Tunnell & Associates. John, thanks for coming on the program this evening.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I think I know what your answer will be, but as people lay down their budget each month and they look at that auto insurance and say, you know, I could trim there. I bet I can get less coverage. Is that advisable?
I would definitely advise any, you know, to have a conversation with your agency about that decision, because when it comes to saving costs in the long run, with the liability coverage, I definitely would not recommend cutting that coverage out, just because it helps protect everything you work really hard for each day.
Yeah.
When it comes to your assets and future earnings and so forth, but definitely not the liability. When it comes to collision, if you know you have the budget to do so, definitely you could look at options to raise the deductible to save overall on the cost.
Can you explain liability versus the other thing you just said? Collision, yeah,
absolutely.
Those two things. What's the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. Like liability coverage, there's a coverage called bodily injury, and what that coverage does, it helps protect you if you hurt someone else in an accident. It covers injury and anything that would come up to the policy limits. So
it protects you and them.
It protects you against a lawsuit, and it helps cover the cost of, you know, let's say there's $50,000 worth of medical bills as a result that you hurt someone in a car accident. It helps pay for that $50,000 if you have the adequate coverage.
Okay, and that's liability. Does everyone have to have liability? Is that a baseline, or do people get to choose between them?
Sure. In the state of Illinois, you have to have at least $25,000 per person, $50,000 per accident. In the insurance lingo, we say short $25,000, $50,000. A person looks at the policy, they're like, I don't know what I have, $25,000, $50,000, something. And it's really important just to have a conversation with someone just to make sure you understand what you're paying for, and just not online just trying to get a low rate, and then all of your assets are exposed if you have a serious accident with injury.
$25,000 $50,000 sounds like a lot, but then when you talk about medical bills, it may not be, especially if it's a serious crash. So if I wanted higher than $25,000 $50,000, because it goes up to like, what, $500,000, $1 million, something like that?
Yeah, there's excess policies out there that you can have extra coverage. It's like an umbrella policy, which is it helps give you extra coverage on the car policy and the home policy, or condo, or if you rent your home, there's options there for extra coverage out there.
How much would you recommend us have in terms of coverage and liability? Does $25,000 $50,000 do it, or more?
I definitely would take a look individually. Like, it's not a one-all coverage for everyone, but definitely you want to have enough to help protect the assets that you currently have, and future earning potential is definitely something to look at. Just with wage garnishments out there, it's a possibility. You just want to make sure that, you know, you're not working the next 10 years because you try to save a little bit and, you know, owe $25,000 out of pocket, that kind of thing.
I guess what I'm asking too is, if I wanted to double it, does it usually double your rate, or does it not? Does it just escalate it, you know, a couple dozen dollars a month or something to get, you know, exponentially more coverage?
Sure. It's different with every company, but I can tell you, like, just to go from even like $50,000 per person, $100,000 to $100,000 per person, $300,000 per accident, you might be talking $30 to $40 per 6 months, which can save you, you know, thousands of dollars down the road.
Oh, like $8 or $9 a month, you get double the liability. Okay, now that's something to consider. Yeah. Make sure everyone ask the agent you're talking with what that difference is, because that may be worth it. All right, so that's kind of liability, and then you mentioned collision. This is something you said that we could maybe look at cutting. Explain what collision is, and maybe why that might be an area we don't need as much of, if that's what we need to do.
What I meant is, as far as collision goes, that's going to help. Like, let's say you're driving a brand new car and you have an accident, collision's going to help pay the repairs to the car. So, you know, if you're comfortable, like, let's just say the average deductible in the U.S. right now is like $500. If you're willing to take on more risk, then the price will actually go down. Like, let's say if you go from $500 to $600 deductible, a lot of companies have savings, you know, built into the pricing. So the higher the deductible, the lower the overall cost because you're assuming more of the risk yourself. If it's in your budget, then that's one way to save. But if it's not, obviously you'd want to not raise your deductible to $1,000 if you don't have it in your rainy day fund.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, because it's like, how much are you willing to pay? Like, if it's less than $500, is that okay? Fine, that's normal. But are you willing to drop $1,000, $2,000? But even raising the deductible a couple $100, that can make a difference on your bill.
It sure can. And like, there's a lot of companies that offer, you know, if you're working from home, a lot of people with the changes in the world last few years, they go more to work from home. And you know, there's companies such as Allstate that we have where you pay per miles used and a daily rate versus just a traditional plan. So it's similar to like the tollway where it charges you based on use versus just like a traditional plan. And that can save money as well,
right?
Like those type of pay-per-use plans.
630 texted in that they got their renewal notice for their auto insurance. Their premium went up about $70. They drive a brand new car with all these safety features. They talked to their agent. They said it was because of the car that they drive. They have a safe record. Are, in general, prices going up, or are there still ways for people to save?
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, if you look at the overall cost, we're, you know, covering the risk involved. So with the cost of used cars and new cars both on average going up, still, until that supply chain comes down a bit and we get more availability of new cars and the used cars kind of stabilize in pricing, there's definitely, like, the pricing itself, it's a shared risk. So if the cost goes up for claims, then, you know, we all share in that.
Ah, so even if the car is safer, it might be safer and cost more money. Therefore, your insurance is maybe going to go up because they're going to try and, obviously, you're going to, the cost of the coverage is going to equal or at least kind of be on the same track as the cost of the car. That's about right?
Right.
That makes sense.
And I know it's unfortunate, like, you might never have an accident and it's like, well, my rate went up, but I've never had an accident. And you just have to understand, like, have a conversation to understand why it's going up. And, you know, if there's not a good reason why it went up, obviously you're going to be upset. But, you know, that's one of the goals that we try to have, is just to have a conversation to explain, right, if it did go up, why.
And, you know, and always shop around and look. John, I don't mean to cut you off there, but I'm up against the news. Where can people reach you at?
You can call the office, call or text 847-306-8660.
Say it one more time. It's radio.
847-306-8660.
John, I appreciate you bringing this down. We'll do it again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Let's take a break. Then the news on WGN.